Thank you to all of you who believed in the vision of the Kollel. Your commitment has made today possible. I would now like to ask the Silver Family Rosh Kollel, Rabbi Jonah Steinmetz, to come up and introduce Rav Schechter to share a few Divrei Bracha.
Thank you. Good evening. So it's a daunting task to try to introduce one's Rebbe. It's an even scarier task when he's everyone's Rebbe in the whole world. And it's even scarier when you have negative 5 minutes. So I won't introduce Rav Schechter. At least I won't introduce him as my Rebbe. I'd actually like to do something different for a few moments. I'd like to introduce Rav and Rebbetzin Schechter. And not so much as my Rebbe and Rebbetzin, but really as my family, which is how I felt, especially over the support over this weekend that we've gotten from them as they joined us out here. The Pasuk we lane in Kriyas Shema every day says, V'limartam osam es b'nechem l'daber bam. You should teach your children to talk in learning. V'shiftecha v'beisechel v'lechtecha v'derechu v'shachpecha v'kumecha. The psukim seem to change between talking to the person who's teaching and then saying, L'daber bam, that you should teach the children so that they will then talk in learning. And then, b'shiftecha b'beisecha, u'v'lechtecha v'derechu v'shachpecha v'kumecha, when you're in your home, when you're walking on your way, when you're on a journey, you should be talking and learning. So which one is it? Who are we talking to, the teacher or the student? So some of the Mefarshim point out that the simple understanding is as follows. V'limaratom osam es b'neichem, you have to teach your children l'daber bam. To talk and learning, they should know how to learn. When do you do that teaching? B'shiftecha b'beisecha, when you're in your home. V'lechtecha v'derech, b'shachpecha v'kumecha, every moment of your day. Whether you're in a classroom, whether you're giving a shiur, whether you're at a tish with 150 people, it doesn't really matter. It could be in your home, it could be at your dining room table, it could be on the way, it could be in a car ride, it could be on a plane. You teach your students and your children, wherever you may be, in every aspect of living and Jewish living. And the more than all of the shiurim, and more of all the etzas, and more than all of the Torah and the psak that I've gotten from Rav Schechter, and some psakim from Rebbetzin Schechter as well, more than all of that Talmud Torah, what I received even more was the b'shiftecha b'beisecha. So many Shabbos Yom Tovim, 3 years living as a bacher in Washington Heights and spending almost every Shabbos with one meal at least at the Schechter's home, yontifs at the Schechter's homes, driving cars with them, traveling with them, being mishamish and having an opportunity to see what a Shabbos table looks like. It's not just the way I cut my challah and the way I make kiddush that has been impacted, but it's the conversations at our table. It's the way my wife and I relate to our children. It's the way that we are noheg with our family. And we've learned all of that from the b'shiftecha b'beisecha of Rav and Rebbetzin Schechter. And more than a Rebbe, which he certainly is to all of us, I feel very, very, very like lucky, just such a zchus, that they came out here to support all of you and to support all of us together. And I feel a lot of warmth and a lot of love, and I'm returning the warmth and the love to both of them. And if we would allow her, I think Rebbetzin Schechter would say some words, but instead, we'll call up Rav Schechter to share please some Divrei Bracha.
I want to thank the community. I had a very pleasant Shabbos, visiting the different shuls, speaking to the different people. I enjoyed this morning. We were talking and learning in the Beis Medrash. This week's Sedra is about Minui Dayonim, Shavtav Shavtav Titlecha, the first Nesivus in Chosha Mishpat, raises a question whether we fulfill the mitzvah Bizman Hazem in a Torah or Midrabbonon, because nobody has real smicha. The smicha is based on Shlichus Ayur, so that's the next topic that the young man will be learning, whether Shlichus Ayur is a din d'araisa, a din d'rabbanan. And this week's Sedra talks about the dinim of Zok and Mamre, so this morning we were discussing the details of the Zok and Mamre. Machlekes, the Rama Mirashi, how to understand the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. I thank you very much for including me in the plans of the inaugural Shabbos. And today we said Yalav Yavai, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Yalav Yavai especially on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, Man Shabbos, and we don't recite Yalav Yavai. So the commentaries on the Siddur explain, is based on the Pasuk in Parshas B'Haloischa, which reads, V'yam simchascha v'mayadechem v'roshe chadshechem, v'skaitem v'chadzoitzes halo l'sechem al-zid chishonlechem, v'niskartem l'fnei Hashem alakechem. The idea of tkias chadzoitzes on Shabbos, the simple reading of the Mishnayis, seemed to indicate that he didn't blow chatzotzis on Shabbos, only on Rosh Chodeshim and Yomim Tovim. And the purpose of the Tkiyas Chatzotzis is in his kartam, we should be remembered. So we say, Yalla v'yov zichraneinu, the Shabbos and the establishment of the Kol should be the Zikoran for the whole Jewish community. There are already several kodalim. The more kodalim you have, the more the whole community will be elevated. And we wish that it should be so. Thank you very much. I apologize. I have to get a flight back to New York. I can't stay for the rest of the evening, but I thank you very much.